Hey, good morning, my friends. I do very much appreciate the private messages, questions, insight that I've been getting from a number of you. So keep them coming. Anyone else, anybody who would like to comment or question or give me a deeper insight into something I've shared, I wish I could have this as an open forum where we could see each other's comments, but I tried it and it unfortunately crashed and burned. So we're going to continue to keep it like this, but please feel free. And if anybody's interested, of course, in sponsoring, we've gotten a couple of wonderful sponsors. We could use some more to sponsor a day, to sponsor a week. Private message me, I'll send you the info. What are your priorities? Today is day 10. And I shared a very interesting piece of Torah from the Dubna Magid, a great Hasidic master, lived in the 18th century, who answered a very kind of strange verse in the Torah. We have a verse actually in next week's Torah portion where it says that Lo yavo amuni u'mo'avi bikal Hashem. You're not permitted to allow the Ammonites and the Moabites to ever enter into the congregation of God, even to their 10th generation. Gam dor asiri lo yavo lahem bikal Hashem ad olam. Never accept anyone from the Ammonite or Moabite tribes. They can never be allowed to convert to Judaism to enter the Jewish people. Why? So the Torah gives two reasons. First, the Torah says, because when we left Egypt and they did not come and greet us with bread and water on the way, when we came forth out of Mitzrayim and we wanted to pass through their territory and they didn't give us food and drink. Fine. The Torah gives a second reason, because they hired Bilam. If you remember the non-Jewish prophet, Bilam was hired by King Balak of Moab to curse the Jewish people. And he had a very high level prophetic abilities. And when the Moabites wanted to curse the Jews, they hired Bilam for this task. And if it wasn't for God's intervention, we would have been annihilated by his terrible curses. And for these two reasons, the Jewish people are not permitted to accept the convert, nor marry anyone who's descendant from these two nations forever. Now, it's just weird, because if you look at the two reasons, and I mentioned this in the chapter, the first reason doesn't seem to justify this very difficult treatment, this strict treatment we have of these two nations. Of course, it's not a good thing to abstain from helping a downtrodden people, our ancestors, coming out of slavery. But if you think about it just rationally, it is a huge proposition to feed an entire nation, millions of recently freed slaves. Maybe the Ammonites and the Moabites just didn't have the resources to feed everyone, or if they did, withholding bread and water doesn't seem to be enough of a crime to justify they can never convert, they can never be allowed into the Jewish people. And when you compare it to the second reason the Torah gives, that they hired Bilam to curse the Jews, I mean, not giving bread and water doesn't seem so bad. It's like saying, and I said this in the chapter, that like somebody should go to jail for running a red light and for committing murder. Okay, one infraction is so much worse than the other. Why even mention the red light? Right? So why does the Torah need to tell us both reasons? Not being hospitable, which is sort of like a passive minor infraction, and then an act of cursing of the Jewish people. And the Dubna Magid, this great Hasidic master, says it's really one reason. What the Torah is really trying to tell us, when the Torah tells us of the first reason, that Ammon and Moab didn't come with food and drink when our ancestors left Egypt, so maybe you can give them the benefit of the doubt, they didn't have the financial resources to feed an entire nation. But then when the Torah gives us the second reason, they hired Bilam to curse the people. So now we know they had resources to help. We know that Bilam was a very famous prophet, and he must have cost a lot of money to hire to curse the Jewish people. And they basically gave him a blank check and said, fill it in. They wanted the Jews gone, whatever the price. And for this, they had money. For this, they were prepared to spend their precious resources. But to supply a nation of emancipated slaves with some food and water, that they didn't have. And I shared this because this is the month of Elul. It's a time for us to figure out, where are we allocating our precious resources? None of us has unlimited funds or unlimited time. What do we do with the precious free time that we have that isn't taken up with all the stuff that we need to do just to survive, right? To pay our rent and to, room and board and all that. Where do we spend our precious vacation time or money? Do we go to Israel when we have a little time off and spend the money over there? Do we spend whatever precious time that's available taking a Torah class, reading a book, doing the 40-day challenge? Give you a big pat on the back if you're listening to this now. You're taking time out of your precious schedule on Memorial Day, whenever you're listening to this, to study Torah, to grow yourself spiritually, religiously. We all have choices. No matter how much money or free time we have, there's always a limit. If you spend $10 in one place, you can't spend that in another. Where do you give your money? How much are we going to be willing to give this year? You know, my grandparents, my grandfather, after whom I'm named, Max Schoenwalter, blessed memory, he was from Germany when he came to the United States. Where do you move? How do you figure out where to move? And he was looking for a rabbi that he could respect and a community where he could raise his kids and send them to Jewish schools. He moved to Forest Hills, helped build up a community in Queens, where I'm from. But I always heard that story. I never met him. He died before I was born. But it made a lasting impression that he could have chosen anywhere to live. But he decided that he was going to only choose a community where he would be able to be successful in raising his children and, please God, his grandchildren. And now he's got, you know, generations since then who've been raised in the ways of Torah and mitzvot because of the decision that he made back in the 1940s. And it's an unbelievable thing that the decisions we make, how to prioritize our money and our time. And that's a really, really important thing because we all have money and we all have time. And we see that with the Dubna Maggid is explaining these two reasons. The Moabites and Ammonites, they had the opportunity to feed the Jewish people, but they decided instead to use the money on a negative thing, on hiring the prophet Bilam to curse the Jewish people instead of feeding people. Let's make sure in the month of Elul now, in the coming year, we spend our time and our money wisely by thinking specifically, what can I change? My routine, the way I spend, how I give charity, what are our priorities? Because we've got limited time and we've got limited resources. Let's use them wisely.